Hello and welcome back to the Book Marketing Tips and Author Success Podcast. I'm sorry for laughing. Amy and I were in the green room, but we were just cracking up about something not necessarily related to the show. But I'm really amped up about this show today. And I sent Amy an email with a ton of links. I'm like, oh, you have to read this. This is exciting. This is not necessarily a new thing. Back in December, Amazon announced that they are rolling out virtual voice to select indie authors. And if you're listening to this and you're an indie author, you've probably got an invitation and maybe you've done it. Maybe you've wondered what it was. I wondered what it was when I first got it back in December. And essentially, if you're not familiar with virtual voice, this is Amazon's attempt to, I don't know if really, should we call it level the playing field for audiobooks, Amy? Because I don't know. I think virtual voice is good, but I think it can also be kind of divisive, right?
Right. I mean, I think anytime something that makes, I think leveling the playing field always comes with pros and cons. Sorry if that's also, you know, controversial.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And what Amazon has done is they've taken essentially AI generated audio and will now allow you to create audiobooks at no cost. And they're ready in like 72 hours. I mean, this is the craziest thing. So we have an author that we worked with for years and years, and she writes fiction, and she got an invitation and I got an invitation. And, you know, January is always kind of crazy. February is kind of catching up from January. So we finally sort of sat down yesterday and I said, you want to give this a try? So I got into her KDP and I set up some of her books, and basically all of her books were invited because she's fiction, because I'm nonfiction. Not all of my books were invited because Amazon's like, you don't have a table of contents, even though I do have a table of contents. So I wrote them and I'm trying to remedy that. But it's an interesting process. So the process is essentially sign up for virtual voice, and then it lets you pick the voice narration. So you get to pick from, Amy, we just looked at the dashboard. Was it like 5 or 6 different voices, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think it was like 8 even. Like, I was actually really impressed at the variety.
Yeah. So, and you have like a British accent, you have male, you have female, et cetera. And you listen to it and then you get to pick it. And then you basically give Amazon the go ahead. And in 72 hours, you like, here's your audiobook. Boom, you're done. And audiobooks typically, because I remember this author in particular, she was gifted an audiobook from Amazon. So they gave her narration for one audiobook. And then she purchased narration for a second audiobook, and it was $350 per finished hour. Mm. So I think the audiobook ended up costing her $3,000 or $4,000.
Right? Yeah.
Which is a lot of money.
Yeah. Right?
So Amy, when I sent this to you, I want to get your just like core thoughts on this, because, you know, we both have very strong feelings about this.
About all the things.
Yeah. And you also listen. I mean, I listen to a ton of audiobooks. You listen to a lot of audio, and you listen to the snippet of the fiction book that we just set up.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
I was expecting it to be very robotic.
Yes. In it.
Yeah. Very like, yeah. Staccato. Very, you know what I mean? I was actually really impressed with the quality, especially considering how quickly and easily this can be done. I mean, that really blew my mind. I will say, when we were on the back end, and I had nothing to compare it to, so it was interesting, once you're on the back end and you have the samples, I will say the samples, you could tell Amazon spent the time to really refine those voice samples. Because the way those sounded, the cadence of the voice, the pausing, things like that were really, really exceptional. Almost, you know, like you would get if you were paying somebody to do your audiobook. And that doesn't translate completely to the actual books, you know, when you're producing one. It's very close. But again, when you're comparing the two side by side, there are slight differences, but it's not a lot. It's definitely not a lot. But that it was pretty incredible.
Well, but the other piece of this, though, too, is, and I agree with you, I was, because if you've ever, like, if you've ever seen a, like a TikTok video on Instagram, or even just an Instagram audio video, that robotic, like I find that robotic voice, that AI generated robotic voice to actually be creepy as hell. I mean,
oh, so- I know. Unless it's like a cute dog or something like that. But when people use it to do their own cooking videos, I can't. It's like, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, it's so creepy. But this is absolutely not creepy. But here's the thing. So the virtual voice, like, I know, I get it. Like authors like, oh, I can have an audiobook. I'm so excited. In order to have, it's kind of like with anything, right? So in order to have a good audiobook, so the narration, the voice is good, but you have to go into the back end. There's a whole dashboard where you can go into the back end of your KDP dashboard and make adjustments to the voice. You can add pauses. You can correct pronunciation of things. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work. So this isn't just one and done, as everything I know a lot of times seems one and done. And in most cases, it's not. This is also not one and done. But I will tell you, though, Amy, I think, so there have been a lot of things that have changed the landscape of publishing, right? Mm-hmm. Ebooks, KDP, you know, Amazon's Kindle. Let me just back up a little bit. Amazon's Kindle revolutionized the publishing industry. I think this is going to do the same thing. And
yeah,
I feel so, but the other side of this too is, and you and I did a podcast on this. Narration on an ebook is so important. And a lot of them are doing dual narration, which I don't think is really possible. I mean, I assume Amazon will at some point roll that out and then you'll have to pay for that. And that's how that makes some money. But do you agree?
Yeah. Or and I was going to, yeah, no, I do think that that's an interesting, it's definitely going to set it apart, because even in, and you actually were responsible for this, because you made some great audiobook recommendations that had ensemble casts that just blew my mind.
Yeah.
Like it was, they're so next level when you have multiple voices telling a story. And it's, I mean, honestly, for me personally, just because a lot of the content, audio content that I listen to is typically more than one person, not always, but a lot of it is, it's multiple hosts, things like that. I mean, it really leveled up the bar for me in terms of the kind of audiobooks I listen to now, because listening to an ensemble cast, I always check these samples before I get an audiobook, because no matter how much I'm excited about the story, if I can't get into the narration, I'm not going to do audio. I'll just read the book, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm not that diehard audio. Like, I will read a book if the narration just doesn't vibe with me personally. And I will say ensemble casts kind of like leveled up like 10 notches in terms of what I'm looking for if I'm going to listen to audio content.
Yeah. Well, and I think that that's absolutely right. And also, I mean, I talked about this on another podcast, but a book that we read in our kind of informal book club called Hidden Pictures, which had a phenomenal single person narration. There's so much merit. I mean, that is such an important element of this. However, I think that what Amazon is doing is realizing that a lot of authors don't have the money. They don't have $4,000 or more.
Sure.
It's more if you want to do dual narration to throw at an audiobook, not knowing what it's going to do. And they also are capitalizing on the audiobook trend, right? Where, you know, and honestly, this is I don't know where the virtual voice audiobooks sit with Spotify. Mm-hmm. But Spotify has really been pushing their audiobooks on their premium members. So Amazon has a lot more competition in the audiobook market than they ever did in the ebook market, frankly.
Yes, but I do think that's a very good point, because, you know, podcasts in general across the board have exploded in terms of how people are getting content nowadays. So I think it does make sense that less expensive, easier to get to market audiobooks were, you know, the next step.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, I think that if you've gotten an invitation to this, I mean, I know this is going to be an unfolding topic and certainly we're going to talk about it more. But I would be curious where Amazon takes this in terms of, you know, in terms of like dual narration and even things like sound effects, because I know Audible Studios has created a number of audiobooks that have all the like these sound effects and doors closing and all this other stuff. And it's extremely immersive.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other option that you have too with this, because Audible has really rolled this out, and I have an Audible membership, which I love. And you can opt to have the book free to Audible members.
Wow.
Now, and that's part of, so like when I have, so you get a certain number of credits every year, depending on the membership type that you have with Audible. And then you also have a whole library of free books. And that's how I discovered, this author. And now I'm going to not pronounce her last name correctly. So I'm not going to say it on air, but her books were all in this freebie series and they're fabulous. They're, you know, crime, this detective that follows him through all these books. And that's how I discovered her. So there's a huge amount of discoverability. And then when her, I want to say, like, I think I'm on her seventh or eighth book in this series now, when this eighth book comes out and it's paid, don't you know, I'm going to go in there and buy it. Right.
Absolutely. I had a very similar experience with a series author very recently that, you know, I'm like, I'm a statistic. I prove that it works.
Yeah.
I think I ended up getting actually her first two books in this series for free through a BookBub thing or something like that. And I really loved it. And I've paid for every book since. Every book that she releases, I pay for without question. And I even pre-order them. Like, I am that person now. So, you know.
Yeah.
There's a method to the madness.
There's a method. No, absolutely. So the idea is that if you have, in particular, if you have books in a series and you include, let's say the series is five books and you include the first two in this audio program, this Audible program, I'm not sure how the payment works. So that may be,
I was just going to ask you that.
Yeah. That may be a discussion for another time. I suspect it works similarly to how the Kindle Unlimited, yeah, if you're in KU, how that payment system works, because this mirrors that, right? So if you have an Audible subscription, much like if you have a Kindle Unlimited subscription, you now have access to a whole library of free content.
Sure. And right. Penny, can I put you on the spot?
Yeah, go for it.
This is just a speculation. Do you have any comments or thoughts on which groups or maybe genres, subgenres that you think this will really take off with first, that will kind of like lead this charge a little bit?
Yes. I think as always, I think it's going to be the romance group. I think that romance authors, I mean, not to exclude other genre fiction authors, right? But the romance author market tends to be, they're early adopters. They were early adopters of eBooks. And you know, science fiction was very short, like they didn't sit on this either, right? They were very close behind them. But I think you're going to see a lot of romance authors, and I think obviously science fiction. Science fiction, though, you know, you got to consider science fiction, given what we know about how this audio works, is a little trickier mm-hmm. because typically, I mean, could you imagine like Star Wars being done with this virtual voice and some AI trying to pronounce Jabba the Hutt? Like, could you imagine?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
There's going to be a lot of that extra editing on the back end that you mentioned with if you've built your own world with words that don't exist in typical human language.
Yeah. That's going to be really hard. That's going to be much harder. So I think that, and I, you know, we may see a lot of science fiction fantasy adopt this, but at the same time, you're going to have to do a lot of work on the back end to make these books, you know, if you want to honor your brand, which I'm assuming most of you do, get it, you know, take a look at this and take a look at the studio that's on the back end, because the studio basically breaks down every single chapter and you can listen to it and you can add pauses and fix pronunciations. And if you have a book that has some challenging, like even if, I mean, I know that we're past, by the time this podcast lands, we're already past St. Patrick's Day. But even if you have, let's say, an Irish book, so the Irish and Amy's are Irish. So with all due respect to Ireland, Irish people everywhere, the Irish names like Siobhan, for example.
Yes.
They're always ridiculously difficult. Like you look at this name and you're like, I don't even know how to pronounce that.
100%.
Right. So that's another thing too, is if you have a book that has challenging names, I mean, I think it's going to take a little bit of work. So it's not, and we learn this from, you know, the ebook surge and people, you know, authors loading up ebooks. It takes some work to make it right. Amazon has just provided this tool, and I'm so curious to see where this tool is going to go.
I know. I think y'all can definitely expect a follow-up episode.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Because I'm going to get in. So I've sent my, like I said, I have a support ticket in with Amazon. You know, my books are a little trickier because they have images. So like, I don't want the narrator to be like trying to describe, I mean, this AI narrator trying to describe what's on this image because, oh my gosh. I mean, that would just be awful. Like, could you imagine? Mm-hmm. But I am going to go through some of these fiction books for this author and kind of take a look at the chapters and see if adding pauses and fixing the pronunciation of some of these words adds to the depth of the book, because otherwise it just sounds a little bit flat. I mean, it's good, but it doesn't have that, like you said, like that sample has some real enunciation in it, which makes it much different.
Exactly.
So Amazon Virtual Voice, folks, if y'all listening, if you're indie published, you probably got an invitation. If you didn't check your KDP dashboard, and you'll see where it says, I'm forgetting how it's phrased, turn this book into an audiobook or virtual voice or something like that. And then you just click the button, and you pick the voice. And the next thing you know, you have an audiobook live on Amazon, which is crazy. It's so crazy. It took us, I remember when we did the audiobook for this one series, the publicist series, which is who the author we're talking about that we're working with. It took 4 months for this audiobook to be done.
It's wild.
Yeah, it takes a while. I mean, you know, they do it and then they edit it and all this other stuff. So I don't know. It's going to be really interesting to see where this goes.
Yeah. And if any of y'all try it.
Yeah.
I would love if you send us an email, just let us know your thoughts, your experience, how it works for your book. Because we'll definitely, you know, if we hear from you and get some feedback, we'll cover that when we do a follow-up show. We would love to be able to include some of your thoughts as well as authors. So
yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. I would, we definitely want to hear from you. If you've used this, if you've tried it, or if you're going to try it or whatever, let us know your experiences. Cause as Amy said, we are going to do a follow-up show. Thank you so much for listening. Again, Amazon is the topic of conversation on our podcast. We love show ideas related to Amazon or not, and we love reviews wherever you listen to podcasts. So let us know what you think of the show, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.